Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, I understand some USDA reports were released and there's some big news. Let's start with the plantings.
Well, there's some big numbers in that. And going over the numbers, I think it's important to compare it to what was expected. And last year, you look at all wheat, the planted acres came in at 46.4 million acres. The market was expecting 44.97 million, and last year it was 44.35. So significantly more wheat acres planted than expected. And you'd think that'd be in the spring wheat that hadn't been planted yet, but it's not. Spring wheat came in at 11.7 million acres. The market was expecting 11.64, so slightly above that. Just a small bit above expectations is above 12.25 million acres last year. Hard red winter wheat came in at 23.2 million acres. Compared to market expectations of 22.3, and that's a 900,000 acre increase in hard red winter wheat planted acres. Soft red winter wheat at 6.4 million acres, the market expected 6.2, that's 200,000 acres above expectations. So that's negative wheat. You look at corn, it came in at 91.1 million acres, the market expected 93.2, significantly below expectations, but above last year's 90.8. Soybeans came in at 87.6 million acres. The market expected 90 million acres, well below that expectation, but above the 83 million acres planted last year. And cotton came in at 12 million acres. The market expected 11.9, so about 100 million above expectations and slightly below last year's planted acres.
How did the stocks turn out?
Oh, on wheat, again, negative. 1.31 billion bushels. Now this is March 1 stocks, 40 million bushels above expectations at 1.27, but below 1.4 billion bushels from last year. Corn came in 67 million bushels below expectations at 7.7 billion bushels and well below the 7.95 billion bushels last year. Soybeans came in 22 million bushels above expectations, not much, at 1.56 billion compared to expectations of 1.53 and 2.255 million bushels or billion bushels last year.
Is all of this enough to stop the downward trend in wheat prices that we've been seeing lately?
Well, if you look at those wheat numbers, planted acres well above expectations, especially for your winter wheats. The stocks above expectations. No, this data is not enough to stop the downward trend in wheat prices.
What about corn and soybean prices then?
Well, those were both positive, and we saw corn prices and we saw soybean prices increase dramatically right after the report. And given the fact that the corn price, wheat price ratio is such that it's economical to feed wheat right now, wheat prices went up with corn prices. So corn and wheat are married, and corn's the most powerful right now, and it's bringing wheat up with it. So wheat numbers, negative, downward prices, but corn prices are more positive and they're bringing wheat up with it.
And where did cotton land in all of this?
Well, cotton landed pretty good. The cotton acres were higher than expected, but slightly higher. That may be a little negative for prices, but that means we're going to have cotton out there for wheat producers, and the prices are relatively good to generate some profit there.
Any concerns with all of this in mind?
What I'm concerned about is the weather. You look at the near-term weather and the long-term weather, it's for above average temperatures and average to below average precipitation. That means that from here on out, if it stays dry and this wind blowing, it could dry this land up and we could see our yields deteriorating. That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay, well, keep us posted. We'll see you next week, Kim. Thank you.